Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 15, 1900. Sicily, Brother and Sister, W.C. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 3, 1900. Dear Brother and Sister Sicily, I greet you this morning with a Happy New Year. Another year, with its burden of record, has passed into eternity. We know not what that record is, and cannot know till the judgment. But a new year has commenced, and I feel like dedicating myself anew to God, soul, body, heart, and strength. A new page is turned. What shall be the record of this new year? What shall be its revelations in the history of the world? What shall be its revelation in our individual history? And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 11 to 15. At this time, we should be very careful to heed every word of warning that God sends to His people. We have a work on our hands in Maitland. All the suburbs are aroused. The large numbers interested in the truth have so little light on the Scriptures that it is difficult to lead them or to hurry them. I have been instructed that if these people could have a genuine revival effort made for them, impressions would be made. The Holy Spirit would impress the soul. We must bow in prayer before God. Our business must not be placed first. Those controlling various lines of work in our institutions need to realize the truth of the words, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. A genuine missionary work must be done in the different lines of work. New principles must be developed as well as talked. In the place where all should walk humbly before God, there must be no large care for business and little care to understand whether the Lord Jesus is presiding. Begin your work every morning with prayer. The Lord says, "Them that honor me, I will honor." 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. If you educate the workers in every department to invite the presence of the Lord Jesus, and begin the work with softened and subdued hearts, no loud-voiced ordering or sharp words will be heard. No harsh spirit will be manifested by men and women who believe that Christ is in the room. This is the reformation needed. The workers in every room are to be transformed into a Christian Endeavor company, to help one another to please Christ by gentleness, good temper, and sunshine in the heart. Sweetness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering, love, and the strictest integrity must be manifested by those who stand at the head of every working force. Because Christ is present, to see how his character is lived before the workmen. Every worker should feel that in his room angels preside. For Satan will seize every opportunity to weave in some of his sentiments and attributes. Here, in the Lord's great workshop, Christian attributes, the tenderness and love of Christ, are to be the prevailing elements. As you take time to pray with the workers, you can take half an hour to introduce the heavenly guest, and then ask if there are those present who would have you pray especially for them. Do Do not consider this wasted time, for by this means success and spiritual victory will be brought in. The machinery will respond to the touch of the Master's hand. God's blessing is certainly worth asking for, and the work cannot be done aright unless the beginning is right. The hands of every worker must be greatly strengthened, his heart purified, before the Lord can use him satisfactorily. If pure and undefiled religion is brought into every workroom, impressions will be made upon human hearts and minds much more decidedly than by the words spoken to large congregations in the tabernacle. Our publishing houses were erected to do a work for the Lord, to send heavenly light to all parts of the world, to bring precious souls into the fold. Let the office be a missionary plant to do a work for the Master in the conversion of souls. Work and watch and pray for souls as they that must give an account. This year, try the Lord's prescribed remedy for evil. Let every man do that which the Lord requires him to do, looking unto Jesus, who is the owner of every soul. Let the workers who have to act a part in this firm remember that God calls them to be a convention of Christian workers, a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. Let small companies assemble together in the evening or early morning to study the Bible for themselves. Let them have a season of prayer that they may be strengthened and enlightened and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. This is the work Christ wants to have done in the heart of everyone who is engaged in any department of the publishing work. If you will do this, a great blessing will come to you from the one who gave his whole life to service, the one who redeemed you by his own life. You must have the power of the Holy Spirit, else you cannot be an overcomer. What testimonies you should bear of the loving acquaintance you have made with your fellow workers in these precious seasons when seeking the blessing of God. Let each tell his experience in simple words. This will bring more comfort and joy to the soul than all the pleasant instruments of song that can be produced in the tabernacle. Let Christ come into your hearts. The work of every believer is aggressive. It is a daily warfare. Christ is saying to the managers and workers in the office, "Ye are my witnesses. Think it, speak it, act it." Heaven is just next door. Open the door heavenward and close the door earthward. God is calling the workers in every department of the office. Will you hear his voice and open the door of the heart to Jesus? Will you love him who gave his life for you? Let little companies meet together to study the scriptures. You will lose nothing by this, but will gain much. Angels of God will be in your gathering, and as you feed upon the bread of life, you will receive spiritual sinew and muscle. You will be feeding, as it were, upon the leaves of the tree of life. By this means only can you maintain your integrity. Fidelity to Jesus Christ will ensure a most precious reward. Let each soul strive for eternal life, acknowledging Christ in word and spirit. He has pledged his word that he will acknowledge you and me, gladly, heartily, joyously, before his heavenly Father. Is not this worth striving for? See what you can do personally to be true to principle, to maintain uncorruptness in every phase of your life, and you will behold his glory. I have a great interest in you. I desire that you may be acknowledged in the heavenly courts as true, faithful witnesses for Christ, faithful witnesses for the truth of the third angel's message.